Today is Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, and this is Sliced, Transparency in the Voluntary Carbon Market. In the complex climate finance landscape, the voluntary carbon market offers companies a way to address their greenhouse gas emissions by paying to contribute to carbon credit projects. At the heart of this market's effectiveness and credibility lies the crucial element of transparency. While the VCM has made strides in addressing transparency, several challenges continue to undermine its integrity. Misrepresentation of project impacts is an issue, with some projects overstating their emissions reductions through inflated baseline scenarios or incorrect assumptions. This can result in the issuance of more credits than justified. Pricing transparency is also a persistent problem. The price of carbon credits can vary widely, influenced by project type, location, and verification standards. Without standardized pricing mechanisms, buyers often struggle to assess the fair value of credits, leading to market volatility. Proving additionality, which is the assurance that a project would not have occurred without carbon finance, remains a complex and subjective task. Inaccurate baseline establishment and questionable additionality claims can result in the approval of projects that do not genuinely contribute to emissions reductions. The numerous transparency issues highlight the urgent need to address these problems to maintain and enhance the credibility of the VCM. In response, there is a growing call for increased transparency from companies that generate and use carbon credits. The International Emissions Trading Association, IETA, recently published guidelines on carbon credit use by companies. The guidelines cover areas such as demonstrating support for the goals of the Paris Agreement, public disclosure on the three main greenhouse gas emission scopes, and transparency on the use of carbon credits. The IETA guidelines emphasize that carbon credits should be used in conjunction with other mitigation activities to avoid and reduce absolute emissions across all scopes, aligning with ambitious near and long-term targets. This call for action aims to enhance transparency and ensure that companies go beyond their climate targets through the responsible use of carbon markets. The gold standard is trying to tackle transparency around the methodologies project developers use to develop carbon credit projects. They recently introduced an online tool that tracks the development of methodologies and outlines the adoption process for its global gold standard. This new resource on the gold standard website provides project and methodology developers with up-to-date information on the status and requirement of technical documents. The Integrity Council for the Voluntary Carbon Market is taking direct aim at transparency via its Core Carbon Principles, or CCPs. Transparency is the third of the 10 CCPs and mandates that carbon crediting programs, such as the gold standard, provide comprehensive and clear information on all credited mitigation activities. This information must be publicly accessible in electronic format and understandable to non-specialized audiences, enabling thorough scrutiny of mitigation efforts. Technological innovations can play a role in enhancing transparency within the VCM. Blockchain technology, for instance, is being explored for its potential to create immutable records of transactions and project data. This could address issues like double counting and improve traceability, which offers a transparent ledger of all market activities. Many carbon credit projects deliver environmental and social co-benefits. Transparent reporting on these impacts helps to highlight the broader benefits of these projects, which makes them more attractive to buyers. Engaging local communities and stakeholders in project design and monitoring can also enhance the accuracy of impact reporting and ensure that projects deliver genuine benefits. By tackling these transparency issues head-on, the VCM can better fulfill its role in global climate mitigation efforts, ensuring that carbon credit projects genuinely contribute to reducing emissions and promoting sustainability.